Hello, Saints of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Reverend Daniel Hathorn of Redemption Ground Bible Church, where Jesus is Lord and the truth makes us free. We are coming to you from KTTP 1110 on your AM dial. Brothers and sisters, I am a servant of the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ and called by the will of the Father and Jesus Christ to be a soldier of the cross. I am not called by man, neither sent by men with their doctrines or religions. But God has separated me from all religions and denominations and given me His one gospel of the kingdom to preach. And He has empowered me from on high by His Holy Spirit in a Pentecostal experience to bear witness to the truth that will make you free from your sin nature to serve the risen Lord Jesus, who the Father has raised from the dead. My beloved brothers and sisters, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son as a sacrifice to pay the price for all of mankind's sins, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. But that everlasting life is only offered to those that believe in the sacrifice offered for them, and that belief must move us to offer all of our lives as servants to the risen Lord for Him to do the will of the Father through us. Matthew 7:21 declares to us that not everyone that confesses that Jesus is their Lord and calls themselves by His name as a Christian will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those that do the will of the Father which is in heaven. My beloved brothers and sisters, a sinner cannot do the will of the Father. Also, a sinner saved by grace cannot do the will of the Father. Only the risen Lord in the sinner saved by grace can do the will of the Father. This is where our faith must be and ever remain for us to be saved and stay saved. Romans 6:7 declares to us that the only way we can be free from our sin nature is to be dead. We must identify with the death of the Passover Lamb, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, on the cross to the extent that we become one with His death by the faith. This is the only way to be free from our sin nature. We must eat, assimilate, or become one with the death in the flesh of our Passover Lamb, the Messiah, in order for our sin nature to be put to death. We must be crucified with Christ by the faith in order for us to live with Christ by the faith as He does the will of the Father through us. We must lose our life in death with Christ in order to find eternal life with the risen Lord as He does the will of the Father through us. This is the only way of salvation for the Jew and the Gentile, and it is the only eternal life offered to us by God. If the resurrected Messiah, Jesus Christ, is not living in your heart by your identifying faith in His sacrificial death as your Passover Lamb, then you cannot know truth or understand scriptures. You have no way to God as your Father, and you have no eternal life abiding within you to do the Father's will. This is the faith of the Church of Jesus Christ. Our salvation comes from the resurrected Jewish Messiah abiding in us by the faith. All other faiths and religions are apostate and false and are leading their adherents to the pits of hell. Repent and come back to the cross, the only faith that God will recognize and bring forth fruits of righteousness. Let us pray from Colossians 1:9-12. Father, in the name of Jesus, let me never cease praying for all the saints and desiring that we might be filled with the revelation knowledge of Your will done through us by Your Son in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that we might walk worthy of the risen Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the revelation of Christ in us, our hope of glory, strengthened with all might according to Your glorious power unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto You, Father, which has made us acceptable to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light through the sacrifice of Your only beloved Son. Amen. Father, I further pray that You would anoint me to speak forth Your oracles as the Holy Spirit gives me utterance, and that You would anoint the ears of the hearers to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say, and that You would send forth faithful laborers to water the seed sown, and that He would bring forth 30, 60, and 100-fold fruits of righteousness in Your kingdom to the praise and glory of God Almighty. And in the name of Jesus, I bind you, Satan, from stealing the seed sown or from sowing your tares. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, today, my beloved brothers and sisters, the Lord would have me to continue to teach on the rapture of the church. This is part 5 in the series. We have already covered that the rapture is a mystery that only believers can understand and know in their hearts. We have covered that the rapture will take faith. We have covered the necessity of laying up treasures in heaven and allowing the resurrected Christ within us to do the works of the Father, which will sanctify us, making us ready for the rapture. Today, the Lord wants me to share some of the revelations and insights He has given me about the last days of the church on this earth and exhort His followers to be steadfast in the faith that we are crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live, yet it is not us that lives by the faith. It is the resurrected Christ living through us. In Luke 18:8, Jesus asked the question, "When the Son of Man comes, shall He find faith on the earth?" This one faith of which I speak is the only faith He will be looking for. It is the only faith that will take us out of this world and away from the wrath of God. I have heard some who call themselves Christians call us who believe in a pre-tribulation rapture a cult or escapist. I have even heard some of them go as far as to say that we are blaspheming God and His Word by believing in a pre-tribulation rapture. My beloved brothers and sisters, do not be troubled by these false brethren. As I have already covered, they cannot be saved, or the resurrected Christ dwelling in their bosom would testify to them that this is false. Real, true Christians are suffering greatly right now all over the world. If you are not suffering, something is wrong with your Christian walk. At the same time, that is not to say that all who are suffering are living righteous lives. As Christians, we are promised suffering, trials, tribulations, and persecutions in this world. But we are not promised the wrath of God. 1 Thessalonians 1:10 declares to us that we should wait for the Son of God from heaven, whom God the Father has raised from the dead, even Christ Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Galatians 1:4 declares to us that Jesus Christ gave Himself for our sins, that He might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. 1 Thessalonians 5:9 declares to us, God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Revelation 6:16 declares to us that those that are alive during the seal judgments of the great tribulation will call on the mountains and the rocks to fall on them to hide them from the face of Him that sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. The Lord will take vengeance on His adversaries, and He reserves wrath for His enemies. Job 21:30 declares to us that the wicked is reserved to the day of destruction. They shall be brought forth to the day of wrath. Naaman 1:2 declares to us, God is jealous and the Lord revenges. The Lord revenges and is furious. The Lord will take vengeance on His adversaries, and He reserves wrath for His enemies. Romans 1:18 declares to us that the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. In Matthew 24:37, we are told that the coming of the Son of Man will be like the days of Noah. And in Luke 17:28-29, we are told it will also be like the days of Lot. In both instances, the wrath of God is poured out. And in both instances, those favored by God are delivered out of and away from His wrath. My beloved brothers and sisters, the Lord has revealed to me through the dream of Pharaoh interpreted by Joseph, who is a type of Christ, that we will soon experience 7 years of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, in which Christ will gather His wheat into His garner. And this will be followed by 7 years of the great tribulation, in which Christ will gather His Jewish brothers to Himself. The Lord has revealed to me that He will take His church out of this world like He took Israel out of Egypt. He took them out of Egypt with great judgment on their oppressors, and they came out with not one sick or one lame among them. The Lord showed me out of Isaiah 54:1 that those that seemed to be barren of the things of this world would produce more spiritual fruit in these last days than those that are married to the ways of the world and the religions of the world, which are producing children of flesh. My beloved brethren, the things that God is about to do with His church during the 7 years of outpouring will blow our little minds if we are not prepared. Jesus will destroy death, His last enemy, in these last days, and we will see the dead raised en masse. What God is about to do will be foreign to most believers because they have long since stopped believing that they must deny self and take up their cross daily to follow Jesus because they are following false leaders that are teaching them to deliver the resurrected Christ to their will and desires, which eventually kills Him inside of them, thereby reviving their sin nature. My beloved brethren, we must gird up the loins of our minds to remain steadfast in the faith in a baptism of death with Christ. In 1 Peter 1:13, the Holy Spirit is admonishing us to prepare our minds for action, to be sober, and to rest our hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought unto us at the revelation of Jesus Christ. God the Father is about to glorify His Son in His church, and those that belong to Him will shine like the noonday sun, while those pretending to be Christians will be seen as if they are naked while standing beside the glorified children of God. In Matthew 16:22, Jesus tells His disciples that He will be killed and raised the third day. And in Matthew 16:23, Jesus had to rebuke Peter for being an offense unto him for not being mindful of the things of God, but instead he was mindful of the things of men. The idea of a suffering Messiah and the idea of having to suffer to follow Him was foreign to them, as it is to most of the church today. In Mark 16:9-11, we see that Mary Magdalene went and told the disciples that Jesus was alive, and they believed not. In Matthew 16:12-13, we see that Jesus appeared to the two on the road to Emmaus in the country, and the word says, neither believed they them. Later, when Jesus appears to the 11 disciples in Mark 16:14, He rebukes them for their unbelief and hardness of heart because they did not believe the testimony of those that had seen Him after He was risen. What did they not believe? That He was raised from the dead. My beloved brethren, if we do not believe the testimony of Christ being raised from the dead to live His life through us now, we will not participate in this last great move of God or be raptured. Romans 10:9 declares to us that we must believe in our hearts that God has raised Jesus Christ from the dead. That is, to live His life through us by the faith, the only faith Jesus will be looking for when He returns. Soon Christ will empower His followers that have denied self and have taken up their cross to follow Jesus by this one faith and have suffered many things in so doing. He will empower them by His resurrected sinless nature inside of them to do the works of the Father that eye has not seen or ear heard. We see in John 10:25-38 that Jesus told the people of His Father and they believed not. Then He did the works of His Father and some of the people still did not believe Jesus was their Messiah. Likewise today, God has sent His servants to testify of the only faith He will accept, and many do not believe or repent of their religious ways and come out of their religions that have become demonic. Soon God will empower us to be witnesses of the resurrected Christ by glorifying the sons of God who are walking by the faith to work the works of the Father, and many, though they do not believe the faith I preach, will know and believe once they see the works of the Father through the resurrected Messiah in His believers. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed through the only faith the Church of Jesus Christ has, a baptism of death with the Messiah, our Passover Lamb. And all the works of Jesus Christ that will be worked through His followers will glorify the Father only, not a religion, a church leader, or a denomination. After 7 years of the display of God's glory through His believers, the rapture will take place. And for all of those who have rejected the gospel of the kingdom, they will be declared the enemies of God, and the wrath of God will be poured out on them. There are some alive today that will not taste of death, but are alive for such a time as this, for God Almighty to display His glory to all the world through. The Spirit and the Bride are saying, come to the cross and lose your life in Christ's death so that you can find your life hidden in the glorified Son of God. Praise the Lord. I've run out of time. This is Redemption Ground Bible Church, and you can reach us at 1418 Park Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Or you can call us at 318-484-9800. God bless you.